Howdy, folks. Well, here's a tip for you, friends. The surest way to get a job done is turn it over to a real busy man. He'll have his secretary do it. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
You know, I've been real upset lately about women. I mean, about how some of them are so busy doing a man's work that they're neglecting their own. In the old days, a wife got up and did the family wash, cooked breakfast, really went at her home with a broom and a mop and a dust cloth. But some wives don't spend enough time at home now to know where they keep the frying pan or something. Doesn't matter much, really, because they do most of their cooking by telephone. And just call up ye happy old food shoppy and have it send over two chop suey dinners. I know a fella who's so full of chop suey, he burps in Chinese. You know? Cantonese style. He's eating off of so many paper plates, he says his food's beginning to taste like the Saturday Evening Post. My wife, though, she's real domestic. We eat at home, and let me tell you, there's nothing as good as a real home-thawed meal, I think. You remember how we used to come home, we'd holler, "What's cooking, good-looking?" Well, now we holler, "Stop jawing, what's thawing?" Well, there's some wives, though, that like to cook, and God bless them for that. Here's some music of cooking around here, though, I know you'll like. Paula Richards is singing, "It Could Happen to You."
Your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. And ion springs run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. Keep an eye on spring run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened, knew that it would happen. And it happened to me.
You know, I want it distinctly understood here that wives who work are okey-doke with me. I think working women are smart. That's why so many of them chew double mint gum. Yeah, they know how important it is working among others to have a pleasant breath and clean teeth. So they chew double mint. And they know that their work goes easier when they relax, too. So they chew double mint. And if you want to cash in on these swell helps, well, then you chew double mint, too, will you? That's double mint chewing gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. This fella Dior in Paris, I see he's up to his old tricks of telling women what they should wear again. I understand this year's dresses, though, they're modeled after a barrel. I don't know, maybe someday they'll get around to modeling a woman's dress after a woman. They say the new dresses will never go out of style. They'll just go on looking ridiculous year after year. But styles change in music, too. You take rock and roll, please. No, but in styles, rock and roll is like wearing a V-neck sweater, corduroy jeans, and a bandana babushka. Well, let's see what style music the Halloran boys are wearing today.
Nita, Juanita, ask thy soul if we should part. Nita, Juanita, lean thou on my heart.
Soft o'er the fountain, lingering falls the southern moon. Far o'er the mountain breaks the day.
In thy dark eye splendor, where the warm light loves to dwell, weary looks yet tender, speak their fond farewell. Let me linger by thy side, Nita, Juanita. Be my own fair bride.
Mighty pretty, boys. You know, one thing about men's styles, I was talking about styles, they don't change much. Same old coat and trousers and shirt and tie year after year. I notice some changes, though. You don't hardly ever see anyone wearing a celluloid collar anymore. That's too bad. It is real snappy. Held a man's head up, whether he felt like it or not, you know? There's no laundry either. When a celluloid collar got dirty, you just cleaned it with an eraser, you know. It's so easy. And, of course, when I remind you to chew refreshing double mint gum often every day, I'm making a real easy suggestion to you. Because what's to hinder you from enjoying swell double mint right along with, well, most everything you do? Brothers and sisters, there's nothing easier or handier. So you just buy some double mint today and try it, will you? Now it's Buttram bonus time. Yes, sir, Buttram bonus time. And lately all of us, I guess, have been reading about inflation and currency and tight money. So for today's bonus, I'd like to tell you about my cousin Clem up in Michigan. Clem, he worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week there in a grocery store. His wages was $10 a week. That's right, $10 a week. $520 a year. And Clem lived in a 7-room house, which he bought over the years out of his pay. And he lived with and supported his mother. He never went to Miami in his life, but once he took an excursion train to Chicago and saw one of those burlap shows they was telling him about all the time. But Clem had a healthy bank account, set a good table, lived a good life. It was a small town he lived in. There was about 1,500 people. It had 7 churches, a 3-story schoolhouse, and a public library, an opera house, and a Nickelodeon, where you could see Pearl White in The Perils of Pauline for 5 cents. Remember, Clem's income was $10 a week. And on this $10, he had about everything an ordinary man could wish for. This is a true story. There's just one little catch in it. This all happened about 40 years ago. Yeah, just 40 years ago. Today, millions of Americans are paying their income taxes. Most of them, They're paying in taxes alone twice as much as Clem earned altogether. Clem, who owned his own home and had a happy, worry-free life. At today's food prices, Clem would, he'd die of malnutrition in 2 weeks, you know. So today people talk about tight money, balanced budgets, inflation, things like that. If I could turn the clock back to Clem's time, do you know what I'd do? I'd stay right here in the present. And even with all the grousing we keep hearing, I'll bet that you'd stay right here with me, wouldn't you? Golly, I hope I didn't get too serious there. Let's have some music to get back in what we call around here the groove. Paula Richards and Bill Cannady sing Maybe It's Not Love.
Maybe it's not love, but it's lovely. It's so lovely tonight.
This wonderful sensation is new to me.
If it isn't heaven, it's so heavenly.
Maybe it's not real, but I'm reeling. This feeling is so right.
There's a chance the moon has caught us napping.
Yet I'm sure your kiss has made this happen.
Maybe it's not love, but it's lovely. So maybe it's love. Maybe it's not love, but it's lovely. It's so lovely tonight.
This wonderful sensation is new to me.
If it isn't heaven, it's so heavenly.
Maybe it's not real, but I'm reeling. This feeling is so right.
There's a chance the moon has caught us napping.
Yet I'm sure your kiss has made this happen.
Maybe it's not love, but it's lovely. So lovely, darling, lovely. Maybe it's love.
Oh, that was a real great song, wasn't it? That's what I call the pick of the litter around here. Well, we want to thank you for listening, folks. Remember, chewing double mint gum after every meal is a mighty pleasant way to help clean your teeth. We'll all be back tomorrow, and we'll be hoping to have you with us. Meanwhile, this is Pat Buttram, and hey, here's a thought for you. If your mind is made up, don't let people confuse you with the facts. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.